We'll say in the beginning of this week's parasha, Parashas Kisisa, so the Torah introduces us to the concept of the Machzis HaShekel. The Torah tells us, Kisisa es Rosh b'nei Yisrael of Kudehem. This is in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yudbeis, chapter 30, verse 12. When you will count the heads of the Jewish people, v'nasnu ish kover nafsho laHashem b'fkod osam, each person will give an atonement for his soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he is counted, v'lo yebahem negev b'fkod osam. And there will not be a plague or an affliction when you count the Jewish people. Zeh yitnu, the pasuk goes on, this is what they shall give, kala over ala pikudim, machatzis hashekel b'shekel hakodesh. The Torah introduces us to the concept of machatzis hashekel, the half shekel. And the half shekel served a variety of different purposes. But over here the Torah explains to us that it was the mechanism through which the Jewish census was conducted. You cannot go ahead and count people directly, so instead have each and every person, certain ages, go ahead and contribute a machtis, a shekel, a half shekel, and therefore you will know the number of Klal Yisrael. So, interestingly enough, Rashi HaKadosh says that the pasuk says, Ze yitnu, this is what you shall give. And Rashi quotes, Hera lo kamin matbea shal ish. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a fiery image of a machzis hashekel, a fiery image of the half shekel, and he said, this is what you shall give. He modeled, he showed him what the machzis hashekel looks like. So Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, asks a simple question. He says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's problem? In other words, obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu a half shekel of fire, it means that for some reason Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty somehow understanding or imagining or comprehending what was meant by the machzis hashekel. Says the Rebbe, what's so complicated here? A half shekel? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show him the fiery image of the machzis hashekel? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. I'm going to quote you over here, brought down on Likutei Sichos. So the Rebbe says as follows, V'yish lomar, De be'emes, tmias Moshe ha'isa shemachtis ha'shekel, hari ba'alios kofer le'nefesh. So remember again, the Torah says something very interesting. The Torah explains, calls machtis ha'shekel, kofer nafsho. It's an atonement. So what was machtis ha'shekel an atonement for? So the Medrash relates, it was an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. What the golden calf represented, the chet ha'egel represented, was a misuse of material wealth. We took the gold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given us when we left Egypt, and we used it ultimately to turn against the Ribono Shel Olam. Machzis HaShekel represents taking that very same wealth, but this time uplifting it and dedicating to the service of God, both for census, and remember again, the Machzis HaShekel was also used to purchase communal sacrifices. So that's what the Torah calls the Machzis HaShekel, Kofer Nafsho. It's an atonement. The half shekel atones for the sin of the golden calf. So says the Rebbe so beautifully, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by. Moshe said, how could it be that a half shekel is going to go ahead and atone for such a severe sin? How could it be that a machzis hashekel somehow has the ability to go ahead and provide kapara for such a dramatic trespass against the Ribono Shel Olam? So says the Rebbe something so beautiful. This is the meaning of the Medrash. Lachain heralo HaKadosh Baruch Hu matbea shal ish shemishkala machzis hashekel. The Ribono Shel Olam showed Moshe Rabbeinu a fiery machzis hashekel. What's the metaphor? What's the message of the fiery machzis hashekel? Lelamid sha'af shebechitzonios nira she'in la'odam kazeh keshrim HaKadosh Baruch Hu aval be'emes yesh l'chol nefesh ish she etzem hanishama. Says the Rebbe so beautifully. Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't understand, how is it that a machzis hashekel has the ability to atone for something so severe like the sin of the golden calf? And what does he show Moshe Rabbeinu? A fiery half shekel. A fiery machzis hashekel. Says the Rebbe so beautifully. The metaphor was not as much the machzis hashekel, or I should say, not only the machzis hashekel, but was in the fire. Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing Moshe Rabbeinu that even in the heart and in the soul of the worst and most depraved sinner is a fire of holiness. And even if on the outside a person looks ordinary, mundane, and even worse, even if on the outside a person looks sinful, compromised, spiritually tarnished, Each and every person has the Eish. Each and every person has the fiery soul, the spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is within them. And even a sin so severe, like the Chet Egel, the sin of the golden calf, which according to most was a sin of idolatry, even such a severe sin cannot extinguish the fire of the Jew. Every single person has the fire which burns within. Every single person has the machzis ashakel. Ela matbea shel ish, zoi mishkala machzis ashakel. Shel ish ze osa kodesh baruch hu mishkal gashmi. So the Rebbe then goes on. But he says, that's the deeper message. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand how giving a half shekel could possibly go ahead and atone, ultimately again, for... How could it be that the Machzis HaShekel atones for the sin of the golden calf? To which the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Hera lo kimin matbea shalish. Hera lo matbea shalish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu that it is the fire within that is never extinguished that provides the Jew with the ability to rehabilitate himself even in the aftermath of the most dramatic sin. And the truth is, to take the Rebbe's words a little bit further, even if you look at the Lashon Matbea Shalish, then the word Matbea, which means coin, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a fiery coin, but to darshan the word a little bit, Matbea also could be vocalized as Miteva. Miteva. It is of the Teva, means the nature. It is of the nature of the Jew to be Shel Eish, that even when I look ordinary, even when I look mundane, even when I don't appear to have any residual holiness within me, Hera lo matbea mitava Shel Eish, the Eish of the Jew is something that is always there, that can never be extinguished. So the interesting question that then comes as a result of this, is that how do you bring your Eish from the depths of your soul, ultimately again, to the outside? How do I take it from the internal part of my persona and allow it to be present and manifest in my external personality as well? So this is the message of Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just bring a half a shekel. I don't need a whole shekel. I don't need two shekelim. I don't need a gold shekel. Bring me a half a silver shekel. Just do something. When you do something to move yourself forward, when you do something to move your life forward, when you do something to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam, a machzis HaShekel, what's a machzis HaShekel? In the grand scheme of things, especially look at the parashos we've been learning, where we've seen such incredible generosity through Klal Yisrael, gold, silver, everything. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just bring me a half shekel. Ever wonder to yourself, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us each to bring a whole shekel? So there are many vartlach about achdus, which is all beautiful, all wonderful. Every Jew is a half, only together we're a whole. But there's a simpler idea. If you understand that the whole point of Machzis HaShekel, the half shekel collection, was to atone for the sin of the golden calf, how can you ever recover from the sin of the golden calf? There's only one way to do that. If you believe in the Matbea Shel Eish, if you believe in the Miteva Shel Eish, if you believe that no matter how terrible the act, the Ish, the fire of holiness still burns within me. It's only if you believe that, that you could recover, that you could regain your footing in the aftermath of the sin of the golden calf. And how do you bring out that Ish? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I don't need you to do anything dramatic. I don't need you to do anything amazing or overwhelming or headline grabbing. I don't need you to do anything heroic. I just need you to bring a half shekel. Just do something. Move yourself forward in some way. Lift yourself up in some way. Improve yourself in some way. Become holier in some small way. And your Eish will be lifted from the recesses of your soul and brought out to the externality of who you are. Herein lies the incredible profundity of the Machzis HaShekel. Moshe Rabbeinu felt that in the aftermath of certain dramatic sins, there is no recovery. Hera lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matbea Shel Eish. Moshe, you don't understand. You think that the sin extinguishes the fire, but you're wrong. It's the teva of the Jew to have the fire. Nothing could extinguish the fire. And all you need to do is a little something to bring it out to the surface. A little act of Avodas Hashem, a little act of Ruchnius, a little act of Kedusha brings the fire from the recesses of the soul to the externality of the self. A lot of times we give up on ourselves because we think that as a result of our negative actions, we've extinguished our fire. Machzis HaShekel teaches us that nothing could be further from the truth. May we be Zoche Meretz Hashem to believe in our fire. May we be Zoche Meretz Hashem to find our fire. And may we find the strength just to give a little Machzis HaShekel, to push ourselves just a little bit more and bring that beautiful fire to the surface. Wishing everyone a beautiful, restful, and holy Shabbos Kodesh.